our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. He's powered by Verizon. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our buddy and yours, Jim Hunter. Jim, what's happening?
How you doing there, partner?
I'm hanging in there. And, you know, I asked Nolan this jokingly in the opening of the show. 8 games under .500, 7 out of the wild card. You're proceeding as planned, Mike Elias. I'm demanding that you still go on with your trade stuff here. But, I mean, could we see a little more interesting Orioles team in regards to, you know, making teams sweat than just 3 weeks ago when we thought they were toast, stick a fork in them, and all of that good stuff?
Well, they've gone from 13 below to 8 below, which is progress, obviously. You know, you mentioned they've won 5 in a row and 6 of 7. And in the 5-game winning streak, they've scored 53 runs. So the bats have certainly come on. That's an average of 10.6 runs per game, which, you know, is so much better than their 4.4 runs per game on the season. But, I don't know what the team's going to look like on Friday. You know, the team is off tomorrow. I guess they're traveling to Chicago today. And I guess unless some trades are consummated today, the players that are in the trade rumors will be on that flight to Chicago. And then they'll have to retreat if they're traded by the deadline. But it is interesting that the two of the players, O'Hearn, he's getting his stroke back, and Ramon Laureano, who's all over the place. I mean, you read him in rumors all over the place. He certainly is coming on and would be a perfect fit for a contender. So who knows what the team's going to look like on Friday when they play again after today. But I agree with you. I think Mike Elias should stay the course and not get infatuated. You know, there's still 7 teams ahead of them, even though they're only 7 games out of the wild card. And that's a lot of teams that you have to have lose on the same day. And that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, stay the course, 1,000 points of light, and all that good stuff. But just watching him, Jim, over the last week or so, how fun are they? I mean, with Kowser, well, Kowser scuffling, but, you know, you got Kowser, you've got Holiday, Adley's back, and he's made an impact. His 2 games, Gunner's starting to heat up, finally hit a home run. Just having these young core guys that are going to be around next year and beyond, how fun is it to watch them? Because, you know, it's been less than 10 times this group's been together on the field here in 2025.
Well, it has been a lot of fun, and you didn't mention Tyler O'Neill found his stroke. You know, the guy we talked about on BBT last week that definitely isn't going to opt out. But in his last 9 games, he's batting .355, 4 home runs, and 10 RBIs in those 9 games. So he is healthy. He has found his stroke. And you're right, Bob. It is a lot of fun to watch because it seems to be, and definitely in this 5-game winning streak, whatever they need to get, they get. You know, last night it was a 2-2 game going to the 8th, and they were able to get a base hit to drive in a run, and they took a 3-2 lead, and they won by a final of 3-2. It's hard to win one-run games, and that has certainly been the case on the year for the Birds. But, you know, Westberg is heating up. In July, he's batting .337. Charlie Morton, who won yesterday, in his last 11 games, is 7-1 with a 3.88 ERA. And that may have been his last start because contending teams, as you and I talked about on BBT last week, they like the track record of Charlie Morton in the postseason. So we'll have to see. And, you know, Brandon Young was great last night. I'm glad they gave him a chance to go through 6 innings. It seems to be prior to last night, 4 1/3, they were looking to get the hook out. But he gave them a chance to win. He did his job, and it was certainly his best major league start.
Eplin coming off a shaky outing a couple of nights ago. Jim, what I mean, you're not getting a top 5 prospect for any of these guys, even though the Orioles did get a top 10er from Toronto for Dominguez. But what kind of a value for a contending team would Eplin offer in the final 2 months of the season?
Well, again, I think his track record, you know, you're right. He didn't pitch well on Monday in the first game against the Blue Jays. He didn't take the loss, but he didn't pitch deep into the game. But I think his track record will be attractive to a contending team, because on a better team than the Orioles are, even though they're playing so well right now, he can fit in nicely with a contending team, with a better team than what he's pitching for or behind now. So I would think that he and Morton and even Sagano might be attractive to some teams. You know, and Ryan O'Hearn and Luriano are definitely, and you know, let's not forget about Cedric Mullins, even right. though he's certainly coming on, but he is certainly attractive to contending teams. So we're just going to have to see how it plays out. But I think Eflin is still very much in the trade talk picture.
Talking Orioles with Jim Hunter. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on his way out to one winning drive. Ravens 115. Back at it with training camp. All right, under the assumption, Jim, that O'Hearn gets traded. Manzolino said yesterday that Mountcastle's going to be back for the Philly series. He's eligible to come off the IL on Sunday. How do you get, and with the anticipated maybe call-up of Basayo, how do you keep Mayo in a semi-regular position here?
Well, I think you play him at first base as much as you can, and he's playing so well defensively. And again, and you and I have talked about this so much during the year, if you're going to bring a top prospect up, as they have, you got to play this guy. I realize he's not in the lineup today because Barrios is a very tough right-handed pitcher. So they have O'Hearn playing first base and Adley DHing today. But you're just going to have to figure it out. Either he DHs or he plays first base. And if Basayo comes up, maybe he catches two times a week and Mountcastle DHs. And Basayo, I know he can play first base, and he's played first base quite a bit for AAA this year. But they're just going to have to figure it out. But if you're going to bring Basayo up, just like with Mayo, you have to play him. There's no doubt about it. You have to play him. So I would think it's going to be interesting for Manzolino to figure it out. But, you know, with three players in Mountcastle's tearing it up in AAA on his rehab, so hopefully he has a stroke back. But these guys, but if Basayo does get called up and Mayo's still on the team, which he should be, they got to find that bats for these guys.
What if Mountie goes crazy here in the final 2 months of the season, hits 10 bombs in August into September? Because this guy, they've been reading reports and talking to people, he could be, you know, just non-tendered in the offseason. Even if he goes crazy, Jim Hunter, in the final 2 months, are you still looking at him as a trade piece because of the Mayos and the Basayos and the youth that's coming through? Because Mountcastle still has another year on his deal here with the Orioles.
Well, I would think so. You know, again, you got to free up spots. And that's one thing Mike Elias has not done a very good job of, is freeing up spots to get these guys playing time. So I think they're going to have to do that. And if Mountcastle does have a very good final 2 months, maybe in the offseason he does become a trade chip. So that way first base is full-time for Mayo and maybe even Basayo. Because if Adley's still on the team, which, you know, I expect he will be, he's going to catch at least 4 or 5 times a week, which means Basayo becomes the backup and he catches the other two. But again, if you're going to call that kid up, he's tearing it up in AAA this year. And he's still only 20 years old. So I would say that if Mountcastle has a good final 2 months, he will definitely be attractive in the offseason for a trade chip.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, longtime voice of the Orioles, as you know. Jim, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Good to talk to you, Bob.
There he is, Jim Hunter, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program, give you the Orioles score right now. Blue Jays at the plate. Dean trying to get himself out of the first inning, and that's Man Bun. Dean Kramer, of course. Funhouse Trip, NFL Lunch, 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk some National Football League fun, and then your American League East report. If you want to get in, you can at Sportsnet 583-1057.